Good morning. It's March 29th. It's a bright and sunny morning in New York City. The Baltimore Orioles are in first place, and this is your Indignity Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Skoka, taking a look at the day and the news. And today, helping me look at the news, we have Dominic Skoka-Ho, our special guest host.
Hi. I'm sure you've probably seen me before, but here I am for once.
So what do we have in today's New York Times?
More of the same old Clarence Thomas, legal troubles, Donald Trump, legal troubles, Biden, Kamala Harris, grindings, immigrant stuff, and then more of the war in Ukraine and in Gaza.
So you're bored by the news today?
Yes, the news is very boring, even though so much terrible things are happening in the world. It becomes so monotone.
What about Sam Bankman-Fried getting 25 years? That's the lead news story here today.
Yeah, but that's just everybody's going into crypto scams. Everybody's doing crypto scams. What's
Everybody's doing crypto scams, but he's going to prison for it.
Yeah, but it's been going on for like how many years? Two?
It's true. It's true. This is just one last update in an ongoing story. There's nothing really surprising about the fact
No.
that. Because they found him real guilty.
Yeah.
So now he's got a meaningful prison sentence because he's guilty. And yet, I love the. This is like very New York Times. Trump venture opens the door to ethics issues. Like, is the door. Was the door not already pretty open? Like, the ethics issues behind Truth Social seem to have been right out there in the sunshine for a long time. And then, yeah, and you've got the paper weighing in on the fact that Clarence Thomas hired a super racist clerk who he had previously mentored and sent off to law school. This is presented by the Thomases and their friends as a sort of redemption story. How can you blame this poor young lady who still hasn't actually taken responsibility for her insanely racist text messages or come up with a convincing story about how she didn't really do it? But even if you grant her a chance at redemption, even if she hasn't sort of checked off all the things you ask somebody to do when they're going to be redeemed. There's a big difference between forgiving someone for a youthful error and hooking them up with a Supreme Court clerkship, one of the most powerful jobs a young person can possibly get. Anyway, but what about down at the bottom of the page right there? What's that one?
Harvard removes bookbinding of human skin.
Yeah.
Never heard that one before. What's that about?
Actually, that is a story that had sort of gone around before. Harvard had a book in its library that was bound in human skin. And it was sort of like a curious news story a while ago. We were like, oh, weird. Harvard's got a book covered in human skin.
Why would they bind it in human skin?
Man, the whole campus is bound in human skin if you really think about it. But as the Times says, in 2014, the university drew jokey news coverage around the world with the announcement that it had used new technology to confirm that the binding was, in fact, human skin. Now, within a few short years, within the span of your lifetime, you're now old enough to have witnessed social change. People
Wow.
suddenly figured out that if there's human skin, that means that there was a human being involved, and that it's kind of gross and disrespectful to have somebody's body parts out there as an object of curiosity. So the story explains, the book arrived at Harvard in 1934 via the American diplomat John B. Stetson, an heir to the hat fortune. You know, Stetson hats, like the cowboy hats.
Yeah.
It had been bound by its first owner, Dr. Ludovic Bouland, a French doctor, who inserted a handwritten note saying that a book about the human soul deserved to have a human covering. A memo from Stetson, according to Houghton, that's the Houghton Library which had the book, said that Bouland had taken the skin from an unknown woman who died in a French psychiatric hospital. So now, belatedly, Harvard has decided that having somebody's stolen skin in the library failed to live up to the ethical standards of care, and the Times writes that the university had sometimes used an inappropriately sensationalistic, morbid, and humorous tone in publicizing it. What exactly these ethical standards are that they couldn't have figured this out 10 years ago is an interesting question about our institutions and our culture.
I just feel like it's strange that I've never heard about this before because I feel like we've been hearing a lot of things about Harvard lately, and so maybe this would have probably come up in one of them.
Definitely more interesting than the 20th or 30th story about the Harvard president resigning.
Definitely.
Anything else?
Not really. Mostly just more Ukraine being smart and Russia being dumb. More Israel bombing the crap out of Gaza. Same old, same old.
All right. Well, that's the news.
That's
Thank
the
you.
news.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Indignity to keep us going. And if all goes well, we'll talk again on Monday. Have a great weekend.